AP News. I'm Marcela Sanchez. In Minneapolis, a federal officer shot a man in the leg after being attacked with a shovel and broom handle while trying to make an arrest yesterday. Smoke filled the street near the site of the shooting as federal officers and protesters squared off.
Whose streets?
Our streets!
A group of officers wearing gas masks and helmets fired tear gas and grenades into a small crowd while protesters threw snowballs and chanted, "Our streets." In other news, AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on the temporary closure of Iranian airspace as protests in the country continue.
As Iran's crackdown on protests continued, the government closed its airspace to commercial flights for hours without explanation, as tensions remained high with the United States. International carriers diverted flights north and south around Iran, but the closure appeared to expire and several domestic flights were in the air after 7 a.m. on Thursday. The airspace closure comes as some personnel at a U.S. military base in Qatar were advised to evacuate. U.S. President Donald Trump has left unclear what American action, if any, would take place against Iran. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi sought to tone down the rhetoric, urging the U.S. to find a solution through negotiation.
Between war and diplomacy, diplomacy is a better way.
The UN Security Council scheduled an emergency meeting on Iran at the request of the United States on Thursday afternoon. I'm Karen Shamas.
The State Department says it will suspend the processing of immigrant visas for citizens of 75 countries, including Afghanistan, Iran, Russia, and Somalia. The Trump administration says the country's nationals are considered likely to require public assistance while living in the U.S. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Another Democratic lawmaker is under investigation for a video urging troops to defy illegal orders.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Michigan's Alyssa Slotkin organized and appeared in the November video with five other Democrats, all either retired military or, like Slotkin, a former CIA analyst. This department's top Washington prosecutor is investigating Slotkin. It's another escalation after President Trump called the video seditious. The Pentagon's already censured Arizona Senator Mark Kelly for being in the video and is trying to retroactively demote the retired Navy captain. Kelly has sued to block that. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Four International Space Station crew members splashed down in the Pacific this morning ahead of schedule. They returned early because one of them needs medical attention. More information at apnews.com. AP News.